Turning our Bibles for scripture reading to the Gospel of Mark, the New Testament. And we are going to read the first 20 verses of the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 1. And I will read the first, and the odd-numbered verses, the congregation will read the second, and the even-numbered verses. So let's stand as we read God's Word together. The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
As it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee."
The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight."
John did baptize in the wilderness, and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins.
And there went out unto him all the land of Judea, and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins.
And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey.
And preached, saying, "There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose.
I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost."
And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized of John in Jordan.
And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened, and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him.
And there came a voice from heaven saying, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased."
And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness.
And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered unto him.
Now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God,
and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent ye, and believe the gospel."
Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew his brother casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers.
And Jesus said unto them, "Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men."
And straightway they forsook their nets.
And when he had gone a little farther hence, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And straightway he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the ship with their hired servants, and went after him. May God bless the reading of his word. Let's pray as we begin the service. Heavenly Father, we thank you today for the great privilege that we have to be here, to rest from our labors, to hear the Word of God, to fellowship with believers, to be, Lord, in a place where your Holy Spirit can minister to our hearts through your Word. And Lord, we pray for your blessing upon this service. We pray that, Lord, that truly we would bow down our hearts before you and worship you. Worship you, Lord, as we sing these hymns, as we hear the music, as we hear the Word of God, as we respond in the invitation. Lord, might truly we bow down before you and surrender to you and honor you. And Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. We're thankful for a new year, Lord. A year to serve you. And we are praying that, Lord, that this year would be a great year in the house of God in this place. And we're praying, Lord, that many souls will come to Christ and follow Him and do His will. And we are praying that, Lord, that many, Lord, will desire to follow You and to obey You. Many families will decide, new families will decide to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank You for the challenges that we have ahead of us this year. And we pray that You'd be glorified in them. And we pray today for those who have physical challenges. We pray for Jane and Scott and Melissa. We pray for those battles they have with cancer. And that, Lord, we put them in Your hands, truly the only one who can heal them. We thank You, Lord, that You're a great God. Lord, we thank You for the challenge that we have to go forward in our lives, to go forward in this church, the challenges we have of maintaining and building and providing for the different ministries, as well as organizing the work to be more effective. And we would pray Your special blessing upon the church in this year. And we pray especially, Lord, for the work that You would do in our hearts. That, Lord, that truly we would be seeking You and obeying You, and that there would be spiritual growth in our lives. And Lord, we thank You for the challenge of properly taking care of our missionaries. And Lord, there are great challenges that we have as more desire to go to the foreign field. Lord, and as others are considering the future of church planting. And Lord, we would pray that You would multiply our ability to supply and support our missionaries. And Lord, we pray for a special work upon those who are right now establishing new churches. And we thank You, Lord, for the church in Nizhkanesia, for the church at Budapest, for the church at Thika, in their beginning stages. And Lord, we're praying that You would raise up some stable families there in Budapest, that Lord will be the foundation of that church. And Lord, only You can do it, but we know that You can. And we're looking forward to what You will do there. Pray that many will come to You. We pray for the work in Thika. Pray for Michael, that You give him special understanding and ability to reach a people that, in one sense of the word, Lord, have a huge set of challenges. And so, Lord, we commit these, our missionaries, to You. And we would also, Lord, pray for the many that are right here that are serving You, those at Camp Joy, those in the academy, and, Lord, those preparing their lives to serve You full-time. May You put Your hand upon their lives in a very special way. And, Lord, we all need Your work in our life. Pray for new believers to grow. Pray for them as they face difficult decisions. Give them the faith to trust Thee and obey, and that they might reap those great, wonderful results of following Christ in the future. And Lord, we pray that many souls will come to You. Pray for those today have special needs, minister to them. Now we thank you, Lord, for all these things. Pray you'd bless our visitors in a special way. May they feel the love of Christ in this place. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.